Good morning, friends, and welcome. Thank you for joining us again in this Conspiracy of Goodness. Your participation is a great gift to all of us as we listen to stories of Larry Long, whose singing and playing has helped people from across the country come together. My name's Tom Thibodeau, and Brett Hughes is recording this, so all of us might participate in the goodness that we experience each and every day. Our theme today is the aspirations of America. What a good country we live in. How God has blessed us abundantly.
From Italy, Germany, Africa we come. Vietnam by sea and land, into your arms we run. Refugees, filled with dreams, laying our burdens down. Upon your soil we have toiled, from town to town. America, America, God shed a grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, today I do believe.
My grandmother's name was Genevieve Maculier. Genevieve and her brother Ernest were born, and their mother died, and they were given over for an orphanage. At that time, when mothers died and fathers weren't able to care for the children were taken care of in orphanages, homes that were set up oftentimes by religious sisters. And in Quebec, Canada, Genevieve was taken in. One of her sisters ended up becoming a member of that community. But Genevieve, at age 17, was sent from Quebec City to Coleman, Wisconsin. Could you imagine? 17 years of age, French-Canadian, knowing no English, put on a train and sent down, probably through Chicago and then up to Green Bay, and then probably picked up in Green Bay by horse and buggy and brought to Coleman, Wisconsin, a French-Canadian community. My father, when he was growing up in Coleman, Wisconsin, only spoke French until he went to the first grade. French was all they knew at home. And yet, Genevieve and her husband Arthur had four children who went on to serve this country, who went on to start their own families, to call this country their own. Their aspirations are now lived out in their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Isn't that the story of all of us? The aspirations of America flow through our lives.
From the mills of Pittsburgh Steel, to the Iron Range, way out west to the land of desert sage. Cowboy blues, mutton stew, California sun. To your ports we travel north, we have no place left to run. America, America, God shed a grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, today I do believe.
Hospitality, isn't that a wonderful word and a powerful concept? Hospitality comes from the Greek word hospes. It means to be welcomed as a guest into the life of another. This country has practiced hospitality for centuries. We welcome some as guests and consider others to be strangers. Others that had fight their way in to be accepted at the table. I saw a wonderful sign just a couple of weeks ago in a gift shop out in the country. And the sign read this: if you have more than enough, don't build walls, build a bigger table. Invite each other to the table. Get to know them. Hear their stories. And what do we see happening when people gather around tables in their own hometowns, their own family homes? Strangers are welcomed. Community is born. And the aspirations of America are reignited. Let us all build larger tables and take down the walls.
Potawatomi Sioux, Ojibwe too, Hopi, Cheyenne, Navajo. Promises unfulfilled, still driving them out of their home. Freedom, oh freedom, for whom, what does that mean? Like waves on the ocean, crossing the deep blue sea. America, America, God shed a grace on thee. Sisterhood, brotherhood, today I do believe.
My youngest daughter, Danielle, is quite an adventurer. At age 15, she joined People to People, a program that was initially begun by President Eisenhower, in which the president recruited young people from the United States to travel to the Soviet Union and encourage people from the Soviet Union to send their children to the United States, thinking that if we knew that each other's children were in each other's country, that we'd treat each other in a more friendly manner and certainly would not want to destroy each other in the process. So at age 15, she joined People to People and went to Australia. And then in her sophomore year of college, on her own, she set up an exchange program in Vostra, Sweden. Well, my geography isn't very good to begin with, and then tried to find Vostra, which is an hour gone in Sweden. So I worried about her, what's she going to do in Sweden? And I called the university, and they said, well, we can't give any information because of Information Act and confidentiality. I said, I understand that I work at a college, but I understand I'm paying tuition. Please tell me where my daughter is. What's this college like? And they gave me a name of a gentleman, and because he was 8 hours away in Vostra, Sweden, I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm standing in my kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to a gentleman in Vostra, Sweden, an hour north of Stockholm, asking about the education my daughter will receive at age 19 in another country. And his response was, yeah, Mr. Thibodeau, yeah, we take good care of your daughter, Danielle. She's with us. She will be safe. She'll be taking her classes in Sweden, but we will look out after her. You can trust me. Father to father, worrying about our daughters in other countries. Isn't it amazing, the responsibility that we who live in this amazing country, the responsibility that we have for other people's children from other countries who send their children to be with us because of the aspirations of America.
When I think about the nurses, doctors every day, helping those on ventilators and the lives they do save. all those health workers deserving of our praise. One more day in isolation with you. When I think about the children quarantined at home, all those educators working alone, teaching our children how to learn, how to grow. One more day in isolation with you. When I think about the homeless migrant refugee in need of shelter in the land of their dreams, rounded up like cattle and then forced to leave, that's one more day in isolation with you. When I think about the workers out in the field, harvesting the crops that we cook for our meals, and those farmers going under beneath the land they till, that's one more day in isolation with you. When I think about the police out on the street and all them firefighters in need of relief from all of life's dangers, may we all find some peace. That's one more day in isolation with you. One more day in isolation with you. If there ever was a time I needed you, the time is surely now. Thank you for all you do. That's one more day in isolation with you. That's one more day in isolation with you.
That was just wonderful, Larry. It is amazing how you take the understanding of paradox, two things that seem completely opposite, to be in isolation and yet in the community at the same time. It reminds me that across this country, we are all dependent on the company of strangers, people that we've never met before, people from different backgrounds, people from different economic classes, people from different ages and religious understandings. We live in a company of strangers where we find our way, dependent upon generosity of people that we've never met. I have the privilege of being a part of the Place of Grace community in La Crosse, where we've had the privilege of helping to welcome people in and feed people for the last 25 years. Well, this year, for my birthday, my brother out there on a farm in Cashton, he unveiled a Place of Grace garden, took a little piece of barn board, brought it up to his Amish neighbors, and they painted Place of Grace Peace Garden, and they drew pictures of vegetables, and he planted the garden, and when the first stems came out of the ground, he invited his Amish neighbors down and had ice cream, and we looked at that garden and projected as to what was going to take place, and he asked me to tell our Amish friends about the garden and the Place of Grace, and we said, well, we try to feed people, particularly people we don't know who might be hungry, and the Amish family said, we believe in that too. Well, word spread throughout the community. one morning, my brother gets a call from a man, said, listen, your neighbor, a fellow Amish person, called and said that you feed people. He said, listen, I got 5,000 pounds of cucumbers. Could you use them? He said, well, I can't take 5,000, but I'll take as many as I can. Here this man, who had grown all these cucumbers, bumper crop, had no restaurants, but he thought, who might be hungry? Who could I help? Isn't it amazing what happens? Take down fences, build a bigger table, feed people. Everybody enjoys fresh cucumbers. It's the generosity of others that make life in the community of strangers wonderful. It's a life in the community of strangers that makes America aspirational.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed in a ramble, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, voice comes sounding, this land was made for you and me. This land, it's your land, this land, it's my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. You know, I hate a song that makes you feel like you're no good. Born to lose, bound to lose, no good for nothing. 'Cause you're either too old, too young, too thin, too fat, too this, too that. Songs that run you down and poke fun of you on the count of your hard traveling. I'm out to fight those songs to my last breath of air, to my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing songs to prove to you that this is your world. No matter how many times it's knocked you down or rolled you over, no matter what size you are, what color you are, what shape you are, I'm out to sing songs to help you take pride in yourself. Mr. Woody Guthrie. You know, Tom, it's been a joy sharing this morning here with you and Brett. It's a blessing during these difficult times when we are isolated from each other that we can come into people's living rooms by radio and share stories and songs to help lift each other up. It's especially wonderful to be with my good friend Tom Thibodeau, a true servant leader, the founder of the master's degree program of servant leadership at Viterbo, and one who walks his talk. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for being with us on this morning of a delightful conspiracy of goodness with all of you.
Thank you, friends, and if you have a little space, add another place at the table.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.